Well, she looks at you and her eyes glow a little when she's looking at you, and she basically goes, "Hold down your friend for me." And now you're compelled to hold down Ricky, so you have to do a grapple check against Ricky.
Strength. You think you can beat that, Ricky?
Well, it depends on the dice. Wait, what am I rolling?
Katie just has to roll a d20 and she has to grab you.
Okay. This is a natural 20. Oh! I rolled a natural 20!
Oh god, okay, well. You just stand there and then.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Comes up from behind and hugs you.
I'm still, like, really out of it, so it's like, why are you hugging me?
Yeah.
Good job,
so until you can break out of the vampire spell, yeah, that vampire is actually your buddy.
Oh my god!
Buddy.
So, you furiously texting. Yeah. My fucking natural 20 of the game was your
But... yeah, that's the vampire's turn. All it could do was charm you. So, next is Rachel.
Kidoki.
No, wait, no. No, next is Ricky.
Next is Ricky.
It's Ricky.
Would you like to
try? So you have to get out of... You have to get out of your friend's grasp now. You're stuck. You have to roll.
What do I roll against that?
Oh, no, it's just a... You should have dexterity save your throw.
Okay. 13 plus 5.
Yeah, you get out of Ricky's...
My strength is 8.
Yeah, you get out of Ricky's... You get out of Banjo's grasp, no problem.
Can we, like, push you back a little bit? Like, not too hard? Because it's like...
It's like, what are those... The fuck? Bro. Not
okay, right now. But you get more... You get to do your attack if you want.
Okay, now I'm attacking the vampire.
Okay.
Go, Ricky, go.
Ooh, 19 plus 5.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. 5 and 5 is 10.
Yep. You slash at her, but like when you slash, it's like you see blood and then the wound closes up. It's not regenerate, I'm just describing how resilient.
Yeah. And then I use my bonus action to disengage.
Okay, so move back.
I'll move back over here on the bridge.
Come stand with Meadow. Hi, friend.
Because I'm assuming that it won't attack Banjo. Bye, Banjo.
Wow, this is
Rachel.
Rachel, why are you saying goodbye to him?
Because it's under his control.
I will cast Firebolt at her. Make my ranged spell attack. Don't fuck me over, dice. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Yep, you hit.
Excellent, and it is 1d10 fire damage, because fuck that bitch.
Oh, that's this
or I can get one.
It's still a little extra.
You
it's
hit her.
One fire!
You hit her, it's like her face is screaming.
You just see this
growling.
Like, suck it!
It's Angelica's turn.
My turn! We're gonna stick with the bow.
Okay.
But I still have my divine favor, right?
It's up for 1 minute, so yeah.
Cool.
I can't believe I rolled a natural 20. Oh my good, roll of the
Eight.
Night.
Nope.
Just fucking check my own party member.
So
Katie,
good. Yeah.
Roll your wisdom again to try to break
that's
out of it.
That's the joy of D&D. 18 plus 1.
Why can't
19?
I roll good?
Yeah. You basically, you're like... So you're back to your senses. So you can do an attack
yeah,
action
can,
or...
Potion,
so.
Is she
what?
Close to me?
Yeah, she's close to you.
Yeah, she's pretty close. Go, fuck you, and I'm gonna dive forward and flip the wooden stake out of my belt and aim to just fucking stab her with it. Because we all have wooden stakes on us.
We do.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm the only one that remembered we have wooden stakes specifically for killing vampires.
In my defense, I've been worrying about fire.
Roll to hit.
So.
I forgot.
A+.
I stabbed her.
Nope. I rolled 3.
She's just like...
Oh, no. Okay.
Next time, guys.
Okay, she looks at you.
I like how the natural 20 went to holding him in place and not stabbing her in the heart.
Well, you're in range now.
Yeah, I sure am.
What's your thing?
My AC is 13.
Take 50 damage.
Wow!
She bites you and sucks you.
50?
Well, she bites you and then she
and
basically
thank God we got
you.
That yeah. Fairy bonus earlier. Jesus, that would have almost wiped me
what
out.
What happens if I shove that, bread that I stole?
bread?
For like temporary
if
hit points?
Oh, you want you gotta like force fit it to bench
him? Bench him, eat the bread!
Ricky still has not, so we're like, if I need more points, please. Gross moldy bread out of my pocket.
It's not moldy. It's still probably pretty good.
I already got the temporary hit points, though.
If it's any consolation, if I didn't have both of those, that would have killed me
instantly.
Yeah, I
didn't eat earlier.
Yeah.
I'm good. No, no,
my
no.
maximum
I was
18, and I, because I got the temporary hit points, it's now 24, so.
My maximum is 14.
Yeah. It is now.
And if I could have been dead if I had to take both of that.
Whose turn is it?
Okay. So, you're in the vampire's grass.
Yeah.
It's biting you hard. And you're just like, woozy. I want you to roll your perception real quick.
Roll good, roll good.
Is that a bad?
It's just a perception. It's
10.
Not 10? Okay, so you don't see it.
Wow, jeez.
You guys are all concerned. You're like watching.
I know what it feels like.
You're watching Banjo get nommed on. All of a sudden, you just see this guy come out of nowhere. And fucking kick the vampire in the back of the head.
Yeah,
he kicks the vampire in the back of the head. The vampire doesn't expect it. She's
friend.
On the ground now.
We so, made a friend.
But now it's your turn.
Wait,
gonna,
if she's not
I'm
prone,
gonna run
we get
up
advantage.
And stab with the
yeah,
wooden
you get,
stake.
You get advantage because she's prone now.
Yeah, I'm gonna run up and stab with the wooden stake and my short sword. Both. I'm going like I'm doing like I'm doing like a jump and just like going straight down with both of them.
Okay, roll it.
I'm strong. Can I throw him in the air so we can get like some good height?
No.
No.
That's a 7.
So,
oh, wait, I get advantage.
Yeah, you get advantage, yeah. Remember?
Change advantage.
14 plus 5. 19.
That's not bad.
But it's a hat. Maybe a hat.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so now roll a 1d4. Mistake.
A 1.
Okay.
And then I would also go down with my short sword, too.
Okay, roll the short damage. So when you try to hit with the stake, it glances off her chest.
6 plus 3.
9.
Do I? And I have advantage, so I get sneak attack, too.
You can't sneak attack it right now.
Yeah, we're not sneaking. She already knows we're there.
Yeah, she knows
when
you're right there.
Once per turn, you can deal an extra 1d6 if you have advantage.
Okay,
yeah,
I will allow it.
Yay!
I'm really angry.
Okay, no, it's fine. I will allow it.
Wait, what did I just get the short sword?
9.
And 5.
2.
14.
Wait, is that just a 2?
Mm-hmm.
Or that is a 5 kick?
So yeah, you hit with your sword and it's just like... cutting her real good. Your turn.
Fuck their shit, fuck their shit.
I mean, I didn't hit it with the stake, which is what it counts, but...
I'm gonna get in here. I'm gonna get in here with... she's a bitch, so she deserves to be knocked over. And that being the case, I'm gonna get in. I've expended 3 spell slots, but I have 2 sorcery points, so I will...
You spelled stakes wrong?
I did.
I'm not gonna do that.
I spelled it like the meat.
I'm going to attack her with the stake.
Okay,
I was typing quickly in autocorrection.
Stakes.
13.
Just slapped with a piece of rock.
13. No, you miss.
Fuck.
Angelica.
I will correct that.
Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna run up and try and stab her with the stake.
Okay.
Meadow, you can do this.
Meadow.
Get in here, Meadow.
Oh my god, please, Meadow.
Meadow would like to rage.
You have advantage. So you know.
Oh wait, do we have advantage?
Well, it's too late now. It's our turn.
God damn it. Because I only rolled it once.
14 plus... What is that plus? Dex?
Yeah.
16?
Yes.
Yes!
What do I roll?
Roll a
1d4. 1d4, which one's that one? It's a triangle.
Yeah.
D4. I don't like rolling this thing. It doesn't roll very well.
Higher than what?
It's a triangle. It's supposed to.
What do you get?
3!
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No!
So yeah, the stake goes in, but it doesn't get driven in all the way.
Was that like
but
a
the
primordial
like,
scream?
The vampire is like wriggling. Katie,
stab that motherfucker.
Wait, would my divine favor have still been in going? Would I get an extra?
Well, fuck shit. Go ahead, get to your
That's an extra 1d40 or damage.
Roll another 1d40.
Four.
Yeah, okay, so the vampire, the stake, it's like the area around the room is like burning up.
I'm going down.
The power of Hylora compels you.
Your turn.
The power of Hylora compels you.
I want to shove it deeper in, but I have like.
You can shove it deeper.
Strength ain't my game.
It's just like batter up.
Okay, so this is how it's going to work. If you're attempting to shove it deeper in, you get a +5 because you're obviously helping.
I'm pissed off because I'm injured and woozy and a little stumbly, but I'm still gonna push forward at
help
her and
She-Hulk.
Try to shove that deeper into
Please
her.
Please help She-Hulk.
Meadow
Let's
is
see
no
if
She-Hulk.
I succeed or if my blood loss causes me to just fall the fuck over. 11. What would I even add to that?
Yeah, plus 5.
+5?
+5 to it.
Okay.
That's 16. I was able to hit 16.
To help shove.
Okay, so roll a 1d4.
Where are my triangles?
Come on, guys!
Your
triangles! So many dice! There we go. 4.
You drive it in.
Yes!
As you drive it in there, she just bursts into flame and she's just screaming.
Yes, queen!
But she's still moving.
Yes. No, queen!
So she's still like, she's thrashing around, she's like flailing. And
Just wait.
She's like burning, and basically the guy just walks over.
Oh.
Cuts her head off.
Yeah!
I stumble back and just look at him, just like, fucking do something.
Well, you guys roll in the way.
You're our favorite person right now, good sir.
Oh my god.
You're the best.
I'm very injured.
As I fix my dress. After, you know.
Say, hug vampires for a living?
Meadow raging.
No! Just came out to this area of the woods for.
Meadow, do you want to heal Banjo? You also
yes,
got
I do
chomped.
Have a spell slot. Okay, what do I roll to do the healing word?
Yes, please.
You have healing word and cure wounds. Cure wounds uses up a spell slot. Healing word is a cantrip, I believe.
Nope.
Healing word is not a cantrip?
Nope.
Because I have healing word.
So either way, I can use either or.
I can healing word myself.
Oh, I can do an up to a d8 if I touch him.
Yeah, that's why.
So I'm going to do cure wounds because I can do more healing.
Okay.
1d8. It's a square diamond. One
diamond.
It's a triangle.
3.
Plus. Plus
my wisdom modifier.
I believe so.
Which is 5.
Plus your spell casting ability modifier, which is wisdom.
Your wisdom.
5.
Wisdom,
so
you get
you
a plus
five?
5 on wisdom?
Well, no, that's what I would do for 3
oh,
plus 2 is
so
5.
Oh, yeah,
5.
Well, that puts me back up to 17. That was a 12.
So you're good.
That's
good.
That's
so.
Yeah, you're way
what
down.
Brings you out to this area of the woods?
I've used all my spell slots now, though.
First of all, who are you?
Thank you for not letting me hit Meadow. I appreciate it.
I am Meadow.
It's been a very rough day.
And how did you...
Were you...
How were you able to come at the exact moment?
I'm not complaining. Were you
personally.
Looking for an elf male by chance?
No. I was looking for a blue tiefling.
I have never seen one of those in my life.
You don't
really.
Banjo.
He's more of a shade of purple.
No, that's pretty blue. You're
Why?
Trying.
I'm not gonna say your real name.
Uh-oh.
Is your father, though. Is his name Bastion?
I didn't,
This is an interesting turn of events.
I'm not sure how you'd be. I mean.
Common Banjo, common.
If you're looking for him, I can't say.
I know where he is. I just want to know if he's your father.
That's fine.
Keep it up.
Well, that makes one of us who knows where he is then.
Still that.
Yes.
You guys are so fucking rude.
We are intrigued.
No, I'm not. I mean, biologically, yes.
I guess I no longer need to worry about these keys, huh?
Okay.
No, you're good.
You reused up all the keys.
She did, but now we're not even in the key now.
I'm super outside the key. We're still getting fucking keys.
Well, your father is alive.
Well,
whoopee shit for him.
Oh, that's not good.
Somebody doesn't like their daddy.
I've been looking for you for a long time.
What, 20 years? Yeah, we sort of missed that date by a long shot.
Sounds like
kind of an important period.
Never knew
this
your
is
dad?
Not your dad, by the way.
No, I know that. I know that.
You never knew your dad?
I'm relaying that to him. I'm ignoring them completely.
No?
Nothing? No, I knew my dad.
Okay.
He wanted me to try to find you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's not in a good place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Hypogean Jail?
Oh, no.
Oh, can I do a roll to see if I've ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, knowledge base. I want this one. 12.
Yeah, what, jail?
No.
Yeah.
Have I ever heard of it?
What about me?
You can roll. Yeah, you can roll, because you're a bard.
2.
No, I just can't.
Can I roll for fun?
What about Meadow?
Ricky can roll, Meadow can't.
Why can't Meadow?
Meadow will get a minus 10.
You will get a okay, you know
she
what?
She got to roll and figure it together.
Yeah. First of all,
there's knowledge.
You grew up with your parents all your life. Secondly,
you
probably
had amnesia.
I know, but me and JR have something in backstory.
So that was a 17.
Huh. Sorry.
No, I've not heard of that.
It's a place where they keep vicious criminals. And
goody.
I can assure you, though, your father is not one of those.
No.
He was accused of
doing a jailbreak?
Speaking out against.
Why do you
a certain church? And
we can't talk about that yet. Why not? It's not even a maybe on
the. He wanted me to find you to make sure you were okay.
He wasn't supposed to be here.
Again, we're kind of 20 years late to that party.
Yeah, I noticed. I got to you late. I'm sorry. You didn't give me good enough directions. There was kind of a war in between where you guys lived and where I had to go.
Also, maybe couple that with the fact that I know you guys have tried to be in hiding on purpose?
Yeah, not for 20 years. Why don't you just sit this one out?
I'm just saying.
Why don't you just sit this one out?
You guys know me, man.
And what, he wants my help, or?
He just wants to know. Well, I have to tell him now that you're alright. He wanted some inkling to know if you're alright.
Yeah, I'm not dead.
He already knows about your mother.
Yeah.
I can't really break him out of the jail. But if you and your friends want to try, that's up to you. But he is alive.
You have directions to this prison?
Yeah. It's an old brick.
Okay. Well. I guess we'll see what everyone wants to do.
Sorry for being late. He kind of just like walks off in the direction of town. It's a pile of ash where the vampire is.
I'm gonna rummage through that pile of ash.
Find a necklace.
Yes,
but
please.
You don't want a vampire necklace.
Yes, I want the vampire
necklace.
Don't tell me I know what I want.
You know, vampire.
I'm not going to be wearing it.
Don't touch it.
I already took it. It's in my hands.
So what do you want
to do? Sell it to someone. You don't have to make up your mind now.
Maybe we should sleep on it.
I'm gonna set up camp.
Can we just walk back to town?
You notice he started walking, so
like,
you guys are pretty close.
You can follow him, we can set up camp, we can do whatever you guys want.
And you guys have the horse and cart, so technically you'd be faster than him.
Actually, yeah. Hey!
And the horse is still there, it's just.
Do you maybe want to ride back?
No, I'll be fine.
Cart!
I can make it back on my own.
He can walk.
Have a good one.
Yep. So you guys ride your cart past him. He keeps walking. You guys eventually make it back to the tavern that you guys were staying at.
I do want to know why the elf had shot at Ricky.
Because he's an asshole. The elf, not both Ricky.
That applies to both of them.
Did he totally just steal those halflings' carts?
They're
dead.
We need
to keep this cart now.
They're dead. They don't care if we took their cart anymore.
We need to keep it now.
That's fine. It's all ours.
We can use it for traveling.
Yeah, but then we also have to feed the horse the whole time.
So?
Are you going to take care of the horse, feed it, and brush it, and do everything you need to do?
Why not?
Then you can keep the horse, but it's your responsibility now.
Okay. But then we can get places faster. Less walking.
Go. It's less walking, yes, but it's also more responsibility.
Pricier. Did you not just see me and Banjo take out the fucking vampire?
I'm not worried about
a horse.
You do whatever.
I feel like killing something is a little bit easier than keeping something alive.
And if the horse ends up dead in 2 weeks, I'm coming after your head for it. We could have just sold it.
This thing is nice.
Oh, wow. Did it end up on the floor?
If we go to a nearby inn, I'm going to purchase a nice glass of mead and slide it on over to Banjo. You prefer wine?
Water?
I don't think we'll be doing anything today.
Lemonade!
Do you want some ale? Do you want to talk about it? I know you don't want to, but do you think it would help us if you explained the situation?
He's not talking. Like, completely not talking.
Sweet Moody Oody.
I'm assuming we won't be needing.
I'm gonna sit and wait for a while. I'm a patient woman, but I'm just gonna take the necklace over.
Roll the
dice! Damn
it!
What? What are you rolling?
No, I'm just
nothing. I said, I'm assuming we don't need to roll dice anymore, so I'm packing my dice up.
That's quitter talk right there.
Yeah, it is quitter talk.
I want to just go back to the room.
Get some sleep.
Okay.
You gonna go to your room?
Sleep time.
I'm gonna go to the Mage's Guild. Like, okay. I believe in sleep.
You always go to your room. You do what you need to do. You go back to the Mage's Guild.
I hope I'm not gonna get stabbed along the way by some asshole elf.
You do not. You make it to the Mage's Guild.
Awesome. I would like to get the necklace from the vampire checked out.
They see it as a heirloom, and they ask you if you want to keep it or not.
Does it do anything?
It does do nothing. It just will give you gold.
How much?
They estimate it's worth to be around 500.
What?
Gold?
I will trade that necklace in for 500.
It's like an old family heirloom that they haven't seen in 500 years.
Bullshit.
Thank you. Don't trade that in for 500 gold.
And they kind of ask you, it's like, where did you get this?
Oh, I traveled to Castle Shadowgate. Up in the forest.
Castle Shadowgate doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, it does. It's still there. There was a vampire. We killed it.
What?
Yes.
Surprise.
Quite lovely. Baron Arthur Redguard's daughter, Victoria, had been inflicted with vampirism. According to these notes here, which she gladly hands over, and somebody had tried to cure it, creating a blight, which was a vampire plant hybrid. We destroyed that as well. We also killed what I assumed was her mother, or, you know, from deduction, killed the vampire. She's gone. No sign of the little girl.
But there's a little girl.
There was no sign of his daughter.
Oh.
Is what I'm saying. Which, of course not, because it's 500 years ago. So.
Right.
Anyways, those are the notes. That's that. Oh, I also have this copper ring. Do you know if it does anything?
It does not.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to keep that.
Can I say give you the crystal ball to go check out? Because I don't want to step in there.
Wait, what about the magic cloak?
If you're wearing it. If you guys handed me stuff, I would have taken it in to get it checked.
Probably given you the... Did you say you were...
Yeah, she said I'm going to the Mage's Guild.
Cloak for you.
I assume the crystal ball as well?
Yeah.
Okay. I also have a crystal ball I'd like you to check.
It's a scrying orb.
It's a scrying orb, but can I use it, or is it a mage? Is it a wizard thing only?
You can use it if you want.
Oh, yes, please.
You are a student, after all.
Excellent. And this cloak here.
Oh, it's simple. It's a cloak of protection.
And what does that do?
Plus one AC.
What? Okay.
So, to be fair, I only got hit.
Mm-hmm. And Molly Moth was trying to buy a last game.
So, now, that being the case, and I did that, and I did this, and I'm getting the 500 gold for the necklace. I would like to exchange... Oh, I have glowing mushrooms.
Yes, I will take these.
And I will get...
For your dedication, you will get...
Further access to the library.
We'll now... Formerly recognize you no longer as a student. You are now a Mage Guild associate.
Ooh, excellent. I like that. Mage Guild associate. Perfect. Now, that being the case, I also have this fancy leather-bound book with drawings of some lovely ladies, and I don't know where to pawn this off.
Are you bringing porn?
Did you bring back the porn to
the
Mage's Guild?
We are not that type of establishment.
I'll find somewhere I can sell it. Thank you. Okay, that's everything. Thank you.
I'm gonna come back and give me back the pretty cloak.
Yeah, I come back. You get a pretty cloak. Here's a thingy for you. It's a scrying orb. So if you want it sold, I can sell it or I can actually use it.
Well, it depends what it's worth.
I'll go back and find out afterwards.
Okay.
I didn't get the exact price.
That's kind of why I wanted to give it to you, so.
Here's 25 gold.
Oh.
Banjo.
I wasn't there. I'm back at the end of the room.
That's where she goes.
Oh, okay.
She has to come back to the end of the room. No, she has to come back to the end room. Banjo. 25 gold.
Come on, buddy.
25 gold. Ooh, why? Because I got money for the necklace. Miss, don't touch a vampire's necklace. That's bad. Things can happen.
It could have.
Yeah, well, I just got money for it, so you're welcome.
Thank you.
And I will go back and see how much the scrying orb is worth.
You really want to sell this?
Somebody wants to sell it, possibly, depending upon the value of it.
Well, it has a value of 20 gold, but it only works if you know how to use the scrying spell.
I don't know. Could you teach me?
Oh, you sorceress.
magic is an 8.
I'll give you a test scroll. You can borrow this and study it.
Thank you. And she'll come back and then she'll just toss another 20 gold at Ricky when she comes back to the inn. That's for the scrying orb. It's mine now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just keep opening the door, chucking in money.
Like Banjo's dream come true. Just... on a shitty night.
Very shitty indeed.
So that leaves 380 gold for me.
Are you gonna say that you got 500 gold?
She's not that fucking dumb. I assume scale mail is better than chain mail.
It'll say in the player's handbook.
Yeah, here.
I don't even know what I'm gonna do with this money.
Wait, we can buy cool shit later.
You get to, like, 25 gold. I don't know what I'm gonna buy. That's really, like, 300.
You can buy cool shit with it.
I will have more than 25 gold.
Oh, that's right. You got the extra 55.
I will have more than that.
I know you got the 55. You got some extra stuff. I've now thrown 20 at you.
I don't know how much gold I have.
How much?
I have 170.
I'm so broke. I have, like, 65 gold.
It's so broke that it's not. You started off with more gold than any of us.
I know! I'm supposed to be the noble.
Chain is higher than scale mail. It requires a minimum strength of 16. Actually, they are equal in your case because scale mail can have your dex modifier applied, but chain mail is.
But I don't have a 16 strength.
So then you can't wear it.
You need a 13 strength.
You need a 13 strength for chain mail.
Scale mail is 14 plus your dex modifier, which is 16.
So it's better.
But chain mail is just 16. It's equal now. For you, it does not do any bonus because you don't get to add your dex modifier to chain. Because it's too heavy.
And they have that chain cloak of protection, so.
Yeah.
But you add need plus one to your AC. Yeah.
Now, ooh, if that's the case, I would recommend keeping the scale mail because so it is 10 pounds lighter than the chain.
Metal's gonna be your angry tank.
Yeah.
Does the chain mail look prettier our tank than the scale cleric mail?
Barbarian.
I would probably consider uglier. Scale mail
it's
would
uglier.
Be chain mail is uglier, so you're gonna sell the chain mail.
Yep.
Easiest decision ever.
Meta knows what she's about.
Plus, my skills just better.
So, you know, next day I'll go and try and sell my chainmail.
You sell it.
Yes!
You only get 20 gold for it.
I'll take 20 gold for it.
Are you going back to the boys at one shop?
Ah, Ricky.
I'm not there.
I thought you said you were going back. Oh, no.
No, Ricky was asking.
If I went to a different shop, could I sell that scythe?
I mean, if they didn't know what it was, they're like,
they look at you and be
site.
Like, oh, this is pretty. Yeah, okay,
maybe don't.
Why?
Because we know that it's supposed to belong to somebody.
I will give you 50 gold for it.
Somebody unscrupulous, which means if they go hunting for it, you could probably end up getting these people murdered.
From the back of your head. Do it.
You could probably end up getting people murdered.
Do it. You're
being so mean. I'm not being.
Why'd you have to say that? No, I feel bad.
Do it. You can't even use it.
Well, you don't want to make your transaction?
One second.
Okay.
If you want to possibly get people murdered for this, by all means, feel free to sell it to somebody who has no idea exactly what that symbol means. That will be blood on your
face. So we're just
going to
carry this scythe.
You could probably carry it until somebody comes looking for it, and then you can give it up to them. Willingly, and therefore, bloodshed.
Conscience. No, I think I'll keep it. Thanks, though.
Oh, all right then. Get out of my store.
Rude. It's like an instant.
Offer me a freaking weapon that you want to sell to me? Really freaking elves. Country elves.
Excuse you. I will get in your face, good sir.
See, you should have sold it to him.
I'm a dark elf, thank you very much.
I keep forgetting you're a dark elf.
Dork elf.
A dork elf.
Ah! God. Don't even start. Don't even start.
Are you a dark elf? More like a
dork
elf. Got him.
How's Banjo feeling the next day?
It would be the next day, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be the next afternoon. Banjo hasn't said anything since the guy left yesterday.
Still in your in-room?
Probably been up and around. He'll, like, shake his head and, like, nod his head in response to questions, but he hasn't said anything.
So, Banjo, we should talk about it. I know you don't want to, but I also know it's kinda necessary. Consider this a therapy session. Say whatever you like. Nobody here will judge you. We're here to listen.
I'm guessing I got all my spell slots back now, right?
Yeah, it's been the next day. We've had at least a long rest.
Oh.
And I'm assuming our hit points go back to normal?
The full!
But normal, so
normal.
Yeah.
I no longer have all those pluses?
No.
Which was great.
They become negatives! Food gives you diarrhea.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Oh, by the way, were you keeping that arcane cannon?
Oh, fuck, I still have that. No,
like, got this, we gotta go back. Oh, we forgot this. You gotta go back.
Yeah, I'm gonna
go
back to
them. How far away
is the mage
kill from this inn?
It takes 15 minutes each time.
She wouldn't let me sell the scythe.
I'm gonna go to the mage's guild again, and I'm gonna be like, oh, hi, by the way, I forgot to mention something. When I was at Castle Shadowgate, I can mark it on a map if you'd like. I ran into a member of the Big Hat group.
Oh, lovely.
I have this to turn over, and she holds up the blunderbuss.
Whoa, this is an illegal weapon.
I know, they stuff fairies in them and everything.
What?
Yeah, they used fairies.
No, you're supposed to sprinkle the pixie dust into it like gunpowder.
You don't
stuff an entire pixie... My
he did.
God!
Instructions unclear.
He literally took the whole thing and just shoved them in there. And my friend was very upset because, of course, she's a fae.
These are considered illegal because they're very volatile in nature.
Which is why I brought them here, because I figured you could decommission it. You're welcome.
No more killing with the fairies.
No more killing.
He just kind of looks at the black stairs and just like...
Those fucking big hats.
I really like my sacred flame attack, just so you all know.
Now, did I miss anything else on this list of stuff
ever?
That I have?
You guys have that crossbow.
I have a crossbow.
That special one.
Oh, right.
That you haven't figured out how to use, but the mage's guild won't tell you because they're like, it's a crossbow.
It's a crossbow.
We don't know. What do you want from us?
You'd have to go to, like, a weaponsmith to get the answer for that.
Yes, I'll come back after that. We can hold on to that scythe still for now.
Where the heck's the ply button? There it is.
It's a banjo,
literally
buddy.
Literally walking around with a big scythe, like, strapped to my back. This is stupendous.
I'm listening.
It's, like, dragging along the ground because it's not, like,
it
high
just
enough.
Hits little...
Every single time you turn, like, people have to, like, move out of the way.
Just a little meadow.
It's, like, not even, like, in a, like, bag or anything. It's just, like, a giant-ass scythe.
Hey, buddy. You can roll your eyes, but you need to talk about it.
So we know where we're going.
Well, it kind of depends upon this gent in front of us and whether or not he wants to go to Hypogean Jail.
You don't have to make a decision right away.
He's nodding.
You want
He's
to
still
go.
Not talking.
Okay.
He's responding to yes or no questions, yeah. Nodding. It looks like he kind of wants to talk, but he's just not.
Okay, just, is that yes, I want to go to Hypogean Jail, or yes, I want to wait before I go? Excellent. So we'll be going to Hypogean Jail.
Good news. We have a horse and carriage, so we don't have to walk.
You have to make sure that horse has hay and has to have apples, okay? Has to have proper feed. And we have to make sure we have enough water for it in between streams.
I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna give it diabetes.
She's gonna end up taking care of the horse.
It's like kind of Peter buys the puppy and it's like,
I'm gonna
take care of it. I'm gonna walk it every day, right? And the parent takes care of the puppy.
And then it's gonna become my horsey. That's what's gonna happen. It's gonna be my horse, not yours.
If it's gonna be your horse, what did you name it?
Buttercup.
I'm not calling it Buttercup.
No, I'll come up with a better name for it.
I shouldn't expect anything else.
Bless you.
Is it a boy horse or a girl horse?
I don't know. Ask him.
Is it a boy horse or a girl horse? Do
ask
I have to roll a percentile?
Roll for male or female.
Yeah, it's always animal handling.
It's gender?
Yeah, I just. 44.
Yeah, it's a stallion.
Boy horse, we are naming it Django.
Django?
Django.
Unchained?
No.
Do you have to say it like that, though?
No, you don't have
Django.
To say it like that. I just get really excited about the name. You want to go to Hypogean. You want to get your dad out of prison.
We'll see.
We'll see when we get there?
Yeah, it's like a hand motion play. It's complicated.
That's a big thing to base a maybe off of. But we'll travel all the way
to his hand signals are fairly clear what he means. Like, he's pretty decent at non-verbally communicating.
Oh yeah, it's just more the whole concept of I might want to get him out and I might not, but let's go to Hypogean jail. Let's go to a jail. Maybe we'll get him out.
Do we know how to get to Hypogean jail?
I can get directions from the Mage's Guild.
Couldn't we get, like, a map?
Hey! Maybe. Oh, I'm an associate. I'm not a student anymore. There are so many wizards who are going to be so mad at me.
Yeah. Cool. How about you get us a map, and I'll go get supplies for the horse.
Good.
Just for the
good.
Horse.
I didn't even have to remind you. What else does it need?
Hay, water, apples.
Yes.
And rest.
Yes,
it
but...
It rested all night. I don't know.
You have to brush it out.
Oh, that's...
Oh, I should
you
buy
have to buy a brush.
Okay.
Is it Obrick?
Can I see if the Mage's Guild will lend me a map?
Oh, yeah, they'll give you a map if you ask for it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Two Hypogean... Well, two of Oberic, really.
Yeah.
And anything that indicates Hypogean gym.
When you ask that, it's like, you want to go where?
Sightseeing.
Around Hypogean gym.
Sightseeing around Hypogean gym.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I know what I'm about.
We'll be fine. Meta will rage.
You're giving me that face, but I discovered Castle Shadowgate. Again.
I mean, the halfling sticked up.
He kind of gives this frown and says, yes, we confirmed that it is there.
You're welcome.
I have a question. Does it matter the means if I get results?
He's about to say something and you hear another voice saying, no, it doesn't matter how. Results as long as there is no bloodshed.
Nope. I haven't killed anybody.
Might unshow up at this place.
We don't want to. And it's that woman you saw before who handed you the book. We don't want to sully the reputation of the Mage's Guild. This is why we consider ourselves better than the Seers of the Big Hat.
No, absolutely, and I understand.
But why do you want to go to Hypogean jail? Is there someone there?
There's things around there that I want to check out. Okay, there's someone there that I don't know personally, but it's not even a thing right now.
It is not a very good place to visit. It is highly restricted by that kingdom. That's where they send all their heretics, criminals, and... For a time, that's where they sent all their failed experiments.
Pardon?
The Obrick Mage's Guild is no longer exists.
Ah.
But back it out, nope.
But they still use the jail partially.
For their failed experiments.
And criminals, but...
Of course.
The... something happened a few years ago where Obrick no longer has the proper...
So a few years ago an incident happened, and there's no longer a king and queen.
No, it's run by a steward.
Oh, so stupid.
There was a king...
This king to jail.
For a while.
Okay.
But he vanished.
Ah, wonderful.
It was very odd. We do not know where he went. We assumed that he wanted to abandon his duties. So, a steward was elected to take his place.
Ah.
Steward's name is Amelia.
Amelia. Why are you giving me that face?
This is my DM face.
Yeah, that's what's scaring me. That's not the face she's giving me?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Now I'm worried about JR's scary face. Does she have a last name? Just Amelia?
Amelia.
JR can't pull up the Facebook
Earhart.
Thing. It's on the Facebook group.
I'll pull it up afterwards. Okay.
Just look at the Facebook, Eve.
God, I'll just fucking do that, Ricky.
Look at this book and put it in your face.
Is there anything else that I should know about Oberyn as a whole?
Oberyn is mostly a theocracy.
Oh, great. What, who they worship?
What's theocracy
again? Theocracy means it's run by religion.
That's what
they worship Kirilla, the goddess of light and wrath.
Hello.
Oh, puppies.
Oh, are there any of my people there?
Dark elves?
Yes.
Few in Oberyn, not many.
Few dark elves?
You're the only dark elf that we have in this academy that's not so reclusive.
There's reclusive ones in this academy?
They're extra emo.
Well, we used to have a dark elf student, but she left.
She's gone.
How long ago?
4 years ago.
Oh!
It's
okay. It's my phone charger.
No, it's acid everywhere.
Do you know where she went?
We don't know. The Dark Elves do not tell anyone where they live. I take it you're an exile.
No, I'm not even an exile. I woke up one day in, I can't say in a meadow. I woke up one day in a field.
That'd be pretty awkward.
And a wonderful elf had been standing over me and told her parents and they took me in.
Unfortunate.
Seems like the premise of Fire Emblem Awakening.
Never played it.
Very good.
Now I'm gonna research that later. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
No, it's just when the main character wakes up, is I get a feel, and it's like Crom and Lisa are like, "Who are you?" And then basically adopts them.
Yep, sounds about right.
And then based on your gender, you can bang.
You can bang Matthew Mercer. Always bang Matthew Mercer.
So, needless to say, I haven't seen any of my own kind. 20 years.
I see. Unfortunate. They come and go.
It's okay, I don't need to talk to the rest
but
of them.
But if you're going to Oberyn, we can help you with something.
What's that?
So she gives you a little, looks like a pocket watch.
Pocket watch.
This is the symbol of the Baltarian Mages Guild. With it, you are technically also an ambassador of sorts to Baltaria.
Oh, shit.
So long as you have that and the proper identification papers.
I don't have identification papers.
We'll get that sorted out.
You don't need
you.
My identification.
Good.
As long as you have that, it's a symbol that those in Oberyn know that you are part of the Baltarian Mages Guild. And you have some leeway, but you do not have diplomatic immunity because
no.
You represent us.
Of course not. No, I never. Never.
But is it just her that needs identification? Because the Mages Guild thing. Yeah.
So, are you willing to accept this?
What's the stipulation?
The woman gives a little curl to her smile. Aye. In times of war, all mages are to be called to the front lines to assist.
Gross. Okay.
Shitty, but okay.
It's the Full Metal Alchemist dealie.
Yeah, sure.
I don't look at the wall.
Sure, I'm really good at burning things and electrocuting things and freezing things, so.
Alright. On behalf of the Mages Guild, then, I present you your token representation of the Mages Guild.
Thank you. I'll come back for identification papers.
Oh, you just made him really tall.
Yes.
No?
She just snaps her fingers and the portrait of paper appears. Just sign your name
here.
They
have, like, the scale option.
Them up.
And then
the pose and
folds it up in a magic envelope.
Because he's crouching down and I'm stepping forward.
That's true.
Thank you, madame.
You have progressed.
I would just make it taller, just with a bigger mate.
Continue to progress, and well, perhaps we can invite you into the inner circle.
I like this
one. Thank you very much.
And I will skip on off.
Literally back to
you
them.
Got the wood.
I like the fact that you managed to paint it really, really deep. I'm so jealous.
There was a base coat, and then you just did, like, the black wash, and then did a dry brush with the pearl white to, like, pop the head on some of the coat and stuff.
Black wash is very important.
I don't have, like, steady hands, so you can see,
that's
like...
It's not just acrylic, too.
Yep.
Hi. I have a map. Oh, I have a symbol of the Bolterian Mages Guild, and I have identification paper, so now I have leeway in Oberic when we go.
Hmm. That'll probably be actually helpful.
I did good things. You don't feel like talking yet? Do you want a hug from Meadow?
I was gonna say, from you?
No. the only time we get close is when we're trying to compare tattoos and piercing.
In the dark.
Wow. Yeah, we can still see.
Yeah.
This must be hard for people with dark vision to sleep. It's like, I'm gonna go sleep at night. Fuck, I can still see.
You can still see everything.
They just have the, the sleeping masks.
Sleeping masks.
But what are these called?
No, I think they're actually...
Masks?
I think
yeah, sleeping masks.
Huh. Yeah, ones with, like, little, like, elf eyes.
Yeah. Okay, so, the Hypogean Jail, it's highly restricted. They keep their heretics, their criminals, and the Oberic Mages Guild disbanded several years ago, but they also keep all the failed experiments from that in there. Hmm, right? Interesting, which means those failed experiments are definitely alive. There's no king or queen to speak of. The king vanished, and a steward was elected in his place, a woman by the name of Amelia. It's mostly a theocracy where they worship Kirella, the goddess of light and wrath. And there are... Oh, that's personal. That is personal information, and now I've got my pocket watch, my symbol, and our map.
You roll a d20...
I gotta get out my D20 again.
It's okay. It's nothing.
You were just like.
If you rolled a. I'm gonna.
It's a natural one.
I got 7.
Okay, you can't remember. You're too distraught right now. Okay, I'll allow Rachel to roll a 20 to see.
17.
Mm. Yeah, you remember the name Amelia. It sounds very familiar. It was underneath one of the paintings that was ripped up in Castle Shadowgate.
Yeah, you just see this moment. She, like, lifts her head up and she's like...
what was that?
Amelia the Steward?
Yeah?
Amelia from Castle Shadowgate. Whose picture was ripped up when we arrived there? In the servants' quarters. It was torn to shreds.
But that could be a very big coincidence.
That could be the very same Amelia.
Wait. So are you saying the steward of Oberic is a vampire?
Or very old, at least. Somehow. I don't know. We never had proof that Amelia was a vampire. We only saw her picture.
Mm-hmm.
Which was torn up. Probably by a vampire. Probably.
Or by herself.
Or by herself.
Trying to cover her tracks.
But then again, why wouldn't you just burn it? See, that seems
maybe
like a wrathful move.
It.
And not a cover your tracks move.
I think she probably wanted to keep it. Hmm. What are you doing?
I'm just admiring the artwork.
I made it in like 5 minutes and this is the best.
What, I still technically have this on my person too. I never got rid of it.
Yeah, you can keep it then.
Just periodically pull it out and smile.
What's all that? What do you have there? Oh.
Isn't it beautiful?
I always get my nose wrong.
Me too. I keep it on me all the time though. Save it for prosperity's sake.
Well, it's kind of useless now, but...
I'm all technically right. Out buying this stuff.
You get none of it!
Aww.
Okay, so this is where I'm gonna call the game. You guys get to level 3 now!
Yay!
you get to pick your specialization.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
This is gonna be the
hardest
decision
in my life. Right now, I'm not very beautiful. Dad just kind of scrubbed down.